Hello everybody, this is Jace from the Comic Source. I'm on the long drive back from Long Beach, California to Phoenix, Arizona. So I thought I'd take this opportunity to give my thoughts about Long Beach Comic Expo that was held this last weekend in Long Beach. First of all, I'll apologize. I'm recording this in the car as I drive home by myself, kind of a way to keep myself awake. So if there's road noise, the quality's not quite what you've come to expect from the Comic Source podcast. I apologize for that. Now, kind of for the bad of the weekend. Just a few hours after I got to Long Beach and the show started, I had my cell phone stolen. So that really kind of threw a monkey wrench in my plans for the first day of the show, Saturday. Because I wasn't even sure I was going to stay both days. I was going to try to get all my interviews done on Saturday and maybe leave to get back to Phoenix early Sunday. Or leave early Sunday, get back to Phoenix Sunday midday. But like I said, my cell phone was stolen. It really kind of threw things out of whack for me. I missed out on a couple things, so it wasn't very much fun having that happen, but, you know, first world problems. I still enjoyed the show. I was able to go to a store, cell phone store, Saturday night after the convention closed and get another phone, kind of get things back on track, and then stayed the night and ended up staying almost until the end of the convention on Saturday. On Sunday. Convention was from 9:30 till 5 on Sunday. I think I left about 4:30. So, other than that, there's not really anything bad I can say about the show, and that isn't even necessarily have to do with the show. You know, that has to just do with somebody deciding to be a jerk. I was very impressed with the show. I've been to the Comic Expo before. I think this is the third year that the people behind the Long Beach Comic Con have done a second show early in the year. You know, Long Beach Comic Con is usually held in September, and they do the Comic Expo in February. So like I said, I think this is the third year they've done it. And it was significantly bigger this year. I'd say it was almost twice as big. So that was really cool, especially considering how comic-centric the show is. And much like the Long Beach Comic-Con, it's very much focused on the artist alley. The artists are the center of the show with all the booths and tables for vendors and publishers kind of outside surrounding Artist Alley. So, like I said, really, really good show. Like, great show to shop. A lot of bargain books. Much more than I've ever seen at a Long Beach Comic Con or Long Beach Comic Expo. A lot of dollar books on Saturday, I noticed. And then on Sunday, a lot of those books that were a dollar were even lower priced on Sunday. I don't know if that was because maybe the shopping turnout for the dealers and such wasn't that great on Saturday. I don't know. I mean, it seemed like there was quite a few people there both days. But yeah, Sunday, 3 for $1, 4 for $1, that kind of thing. So personally, I found a few things that I had been looking for there, like for a long time, at really great prices. So I had been looking for the hardcover of the first Superman Earth One story, the one that's by J. Michael Straczynski with art by Shane Davis. And not only was I able to find it there, but it was $10. Like, you know, I didn't buy the hardcover when it first came out the first year at San Diego because it was like $20 at the time, and, you know, which was basically retail, and I didn't want to pay that, and I thought if I wait a little bit, I'll be able to, you know, find it cheaper, and I never did. you know, and it, in fact, the first printing sold out a lot of places, and, you know, I wanted to have it in the hardcover, and I just could never find it. And there's a few times, like, I looked on eBay and everything, and it, you know, it was always more than I was willing to pay with the shipping included. So the fact I was able to find it there and for 10 bucks, like, I was so stoked, super excited. I also bought a Superwoman action figure, Superwoman from the Crime Syndicate, and she was the last member of the Crime Syndicate that I needed to have all the figures, so that was cool. And again, 15 bucks. You know, retail when it came out was, I believe, $19.99. And I don't even really see them anymore because it's been a few years since they've come out. And the few times I have, they've been like 25, 22. So again, the fact that I was able to find it and for less than retail was really cool, made me happy. The other thing, the third thing I went there looking for was Superman 47, the little black bag Harley variant. The reason I've been looking for that is it's a Lee Bermejo cover, and he's one of my favorite artists. And so for those of you that aren't familiar, when DC did their little black bag Harley Quinn variants, there's three versions of each cover. There's one that's just the pencils of the particular piece of art. There's ones that are the same piece of art but penciled and inked. And then the final is the full cover, full color cover. And so for whatever reason, I have not been able to find the Superman one. So one guy did have one copy and it was still in the bag. And again, it was $4 cover price basically. And I opened it up and it was the one that's just pencils. So that was nice. That's probably, you know, the one I would want the most. Still have to keep my eye out for the other two. But a lot of comic dealers, a lot of good deals, things were well priced. When I talked to one of my friends that's a dealer on Sunday and asked him how the show was, you know, he kind of said, it was okay. You know, Sunday wasn't over yet. He was hoping for a little bit of a push there at the end. Now, granted, he doesn't really sell, like, the discounted bulk stuff. So it may be that, being that there was so much more of that discounted bulk stuff this time, that might have hurt him a little bit. I'm not really sure. But as far as guests, they had some really cool guests there. Fabian Nicieza was a guest, and he had a big line at his table every time I went by. Definitely a name that's been really kind of at the forefront of pop culture and comics for the last few weeks with the Deadpool movie. He's co-creator of Deadpool along with Rob Liefeld. So he had, like I said, a big line. The other creators that had a big line, as always, were Jimmy Palmiotti and Amanda Connor. Always good to see those two. You know, they love their fans. They love meeting their fans. So it was great to see them and talk to them and just kind of catch up on what's going on in our lives and such. And talk a little bit about the books they're currently working on. They have a Super Zero from Aftershock Comics out right now. And in fact, I went to the Aftershock panel that they held there, and I recorded it for you guys. The sound is not the best, but I'll be putting that up in an episode that's coming out soon. Other panels I went to the Con Man panel. That's Alan Tudyk, who a lot of people know from Firefly. And he's done voiceover work in video games. And man, that guy is just hilarious. He's really, really funny. I wanted to actually go by his booth. He was doing a signing and a photo op right after the panel. But again, that was like right when my cell phone got stolen. Like it happened like right then. So that kind of threw it off. And by the time I got over there, he was gone. I was hoping to maybe sit down and talk with him. So still hoping that's going to happen, maybe at Silicon Valley Comic Con or WonderCon coming up. So we'll see. But yeah, that again, I recorded that panel. The sound is not the best because, you know, I wasn't like hooked into their sound system. But I sat right in the front row, and it was really fun. And like I said, if you like Alan Tudyk, you'll probably want to listen to the panel. That was really cool. The other panel I went to one panel also on Sunday, and that was a panel about writing. And the panelists included Frank Thierry, Jimmy Palmiotti, Josh Dysart, and James Tynan the fourth. So that was a really good panel, very informal, just conversations with the audience. Most of the audience, I'd say a good 99% of the people that were in there were aspiring writers, and so they were kind of picking the brain of those four fairly successful writers. You know, I mean, they're all getting a lot of work these days in comics, so the audience was kind of picking their brain on how to break in and such. So other interviews I did, I actually sat down with two of those writers. I sat down with Joshua Dysart, and we talked some Imperium, and got a little deep thoughts about comics and storytelling as a way to affect change, and what the stories that we tell as a society and a culture mean and why they matter. And I also talked with James Tynan the fourth about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Batman, about his work on the Batman and Robin Forever Weekly. We also talked about The Woods and a little bit about The Eighth Seal, which is his favorite work of mine that I've ever read. So it was really cool to talk to him. He recently relocated to the West Coast, so if he starts doing more West Coast shows, I'll certainly be talking to him more. And he mentions in the interview how much he enjoyed that show, and it's probably one he'll be going back to. So I also sat down with JT Kroll over at the Aspen Comics booth, and we talked some Journey, which is his series from Aspen that is really, really well done. A great story, and the art by V. Ken Marion is amazing. V. Ken, like JT says in the interview, is a star in the making, so that was really cool. I also talked to Paul Jenkins. I should mention he was on the Aftershock panel I did, included Lee Kramer, who's like co-founder of Aftershock, and Jimmy and Amanda, who write Super Zero, and then also Paul Jenkins, who writes Replica, which was the first book that Aftershock released. So I sat down and talked with him on Sunday. He's a great guy. Actually, Saturday night after I got my new phone, I went to Shenanigans, which is kind of on the pier there in Long Beach, and they had a drink and draw where Jimmy and Amanda were there, along with like Ray Anthony Height and John Boy Myers. Who else was there? There were a lot of people just drawing and hanging out. I talked to Paul quite a bit. It was the first time I really had a chance to ever hang out with him, so that was cool. And again, he's a really great guy. I thank him for sitting down to talk to me. The book is certainly one I recommend. Replica, issue 3, recently came out, so it'd be pretty easy at this point to go to your comic shop and pick up all 3 issues. Really funny story, science fiction, clones, space stations, crazy, funny, really a really good book. So I think that's it for interviews. Let's see, Joshua Dysart, James Tynan, Paul Jenkins, and JT Kroll. And then, yeah, the 3 panels. So I'll have 7 episodes coming up for you guys that basically that are all from the show. 3 panel episodes that I attended and recorded, and then the 4 interviews. So yeah, it was, you know, with the small hiccup of having my cell phone stolen, other than that, really great weekend, really great show, like probably my favorite show that I've been to besides San Diego Comic-Con, which is, you know, obviously nothing can compete with San Diego. It's you know, the Super Bowl of shows. But other than that, this was probably the most well-run, well-organized, well-attended, great variety, of artists and writers and a good publisher turnout. Let's see, Skybound was there from Image. Also Top Cow Productions was there. I did talk to Matt Hawkins briefly. I also talked to the girls from Hex 11. They were there, self-published. And Stefan Frank, who self-publishes Silver, which I've talked about on the podcast before. Let's see, other publishers. As I mentioned, Aspen Comics was there. So, also IDW was there. So, a good amount of publishers. Really big artist alley. I did get a couple sketches. I got one for myself and one for my daughter, which you can see on Instagram. From Tobias Gebhardt, I got my daughter an owlet from the show PJ Masks, if you're familiar with that. It's about these kids that put on their pajamas at night and become superheroes. It's really pretty cute. My daughter really likes it. And then for myself, from Anthony Helmer, I got a ROM sketch in my ROM-themed sketchbook, which was really cool. Like it blew me away. I was expecting like something a little smaller, and more like of a headshot kind of thing, and maybe a little splash of color. And man, he like hooked it up. It's nearly full body, and it's like completely colored, including background. And yeah, like a little bit stylized, and like battle weary ROM. And yeah, I mean it's really, really cool. So go check out the Comic Source on Instagram, and you can see it. It's really, really cool. Let's see what else. Like I said, yeah, well organized, a lot of cosplay, a lot of good cosplay, a lot of good costumes. And as I said, just everything seemed efficient, good layout. It never felt crowded. It felt like there were a lot of people there, but it never felt crowded. So yeah, a really, really good show. And I certainly would recommend it in the future. So I guess that's gonna do it for this wrap up of Long Beach Comic Expo. Like I said, keep your eyes out for episodes rolling out all this week of the Comic Source podcast with the interviews and the panel coverage that I did for Long Beach. So thanks everybody for listening. And if you want to listen to previous episodes of our podcast, you can look for the Top Cow Chronology Project on iTunes, which is our original podcast that we started, that this one falls under now, because on the same RSS feed. And then you can also go to our website, thecomicsourceblog.com, and you can, you know, get links to previous episodes there. You can check out the sketch gallery. You can check out my written blog. There's a link to Manny's written blog. You can reach out to us from on the Contact Us link that's there. So, and you can also watch episodes of our YouTube channel from the webpage. So, other places you can find us, we're on Facebook. Just do a search for The Comic Source. That's us. On Twitter, twitter.com/TheComicSource. And when I'm at shows and I'm taking pictures on Instagram, I always share it to the Twitter. So that's a great way to follow along with what's going on with The Comic Source. And I always announce when new episodes go up and such. So that's a really easy way to know what's going on. And you can also eavesdrop. I have conversations with creators on there as well, talking about recent books I've read. And just, you know, a way to reach out to people I know and such. So that's really cool. And I guess that's going to do it. Thanks for listening, everybody, and we'll talk to you next time.